Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, indeed, it is Figgy's Mixtape here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Unfortunately, no Figgy for today. He's took the day off. Well-deserved. He'll be back tomorrow. I'm Reginald Atula, holding down his spot here on a Monday. Hope everybody's having a good Monday. Happy Monday is what the man will typically say.
Man, you're saying it exactly like him.
I'm trying.
You're doing it just like Figgy.
I'm here every day.
I know, but I couldn't do that.
They say imitation is the best form of flattery.
100%. That's absolutely what I'm doing with this segment here.
Like, word for word, we got to put them side by side on a future mixtape.
I messed up a little bit because I didn't get the happy Monday at the right point.
Yeah. So when Figgy's here, then he's got to do the intro and see if the audience can tell the difference.
Well, no.
Yeah, they'll tell very quickly that I am not.
But that's impressive. That alone is mixtape worthy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Although he likes to say Monday.
Happy Monday. Yeah, he does say Monday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, it happens a little bit. But yeah, obviously, John Lopez. Colin Neal on the ones and twos filling in for Fig. Before we get to the mixtape in earnest, I did want to make sure that you got this news for the Texans. It's a big game day, obviously. And so there's actually some news with that. A couple of guys that were on the IR that had been designated to return. Defensive end Denico Autry and safety Jalen Reed both have been officially removed from the physically enabled perform list. They are on the active roster. So we kind of expected this to be the case because I believe that this is 3 weeks from when they were DFR, designated to for return. Mm-hmm. And so I believe that that's the timeline. You got to be activated by 3 weeks, otherwise you're ineligible to return. So it had to happen, but it's good to see that they'll return. We'll talk more about what that could mean for this Texas team,
especially with the actives.
Because right now, time for some hot mic, baby, hot mic.
Oh boy, these are good. These are good.
That's right. Oh, he knows. He's listened to some of this audio, so it's some audio from the weekend in football on some hot mics, and we'll do that as this edition of Mixtape. I want to start you in the college space, John Lopez.
All right.
This weekend, the University of Auburn hosted Missouri, number 16 Missouri at that, and this was a good football game. This one was tied at the end of regulation, and when that's the case, we take the overtime, baby. And in order to determine who goes first in overtime, we bring everybody to the center. We do another one of these coin flips. Well, during the midst of this, the name to remember is Zion Young. Zion Young is a defensive end for Missouri, and he joined. He was one of the, I guess, captains. I don't know if they're all technically always captains, but one of the representatives for the Missouri team that went out for the coin flip. This is what it sounded like as Missouri, they won the coin flip, right? Which would explain why it sounded like this from Zion, I guess.
Auburn, which end of the field do you want to go to? It's in the field, so you'll be on offense first.
You can stop anytime you want.
Missouri, over here.
That's what you call being on a tear.
Everybody know what time it is.
I watched this live.
That is literally a hot mic. Yeah. This was on SEC Network, was it not?
Yeah, I was watching this one live, which, by the way, Hugh Freeze. Anyway.
Buddy, 3-4 Auburn after this one because, yes, Missouri goes on and win in double overtime, the second overtime, 23-17, scoring a touchdown there. But, yes, if you could hear that. In fact, we might play that one more time real quick. This is on the referee's mic. Yeah. He's trying to go through and litigate the coin flip and who gets to go first on offense or defense. The whole time, Zion Young, defensive end from Missouri, is just talking bleep. Like, he's just talking bleep. In fact, literally had to be bleeped a couple times, of course, on the broadcast, not bleeped.
Yeah.
But he's like, God, can you at least let the ref do what he's supposed to do? But this is, again, Zion Young. Remember, in the midst of this, while someone else from Missouri is being more responsible, actually responding to the ref and giving him their calls or whatever, this is what Zion Young is doing.
Auburn, which end of the field do you want to go to? It's in the field, so you'll be on offense first.
Just
as soon as he saw heads or tails or whatever it was,
he's like, let's go.
He's like, it's on.
The thing is, though, they ended up winning the
game. They won the game.
No, they did. And they did.
The thing I like saying about bleep talk, if you're going to talk, just back it up.
Yeah.
They did. Shout out to Missouri. Number 15 in the nation now, I believe.
Yeah.
What you get in this honor, you go to Nashville, face off against Vandy.
Yeah.
Best of luck to you.
Game day is also there, too.
Is it?
Oh, is it official?
Yeah. Game day is in Nashville this week.
Oh.
That's going to be fun.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
That's going to be fun. All right. Hit the noise. Yeah, you're in mixtape right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. A little bit of hot mic happening here. We now go to the NFL space with one of the least favorite teams here in Houston. I think generally we hate seeing teams on top. Kansas City Chiefs are existing as that right now. And we got another true hot mic situation as we've gotten used to the viral videos of sorts of a quarterback stepping up to the line of scrimmage and trying to draw someone offsides. Well, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs decided to do that, except they added a little twist. This is what it sounded like.
Tried to draw him offside. Sorry. Mahomes says, Coach, it doesn't
work. Oh, there they go.
He was faking it.
There they go.
He got you.
You would give it up on that one. You thought for sure it was a draw, didn't you?
Andy Reid.
Draw him offside.
Unbelievable. Pete Carroll even knows this. We're going to make you think we're trying to draw you offsides, and then we're going to go ahead and take a downward punt. And then he goes, and Mahomes goes, gosh, it never works.
Oh, what?
It never stinking works.
Tony Romo, you were on FCC Airways, brother. Calm down.
He almost did.
He almost did. Andy Reid, man, he's got a big bag of tricks. Everybody says the bag of tricks. He's got like a Santa Claus bag of tricks.
Patrick Mahomes, if you did not understand the audio, he steps up to him,
put his hands out.
He does his hard count. He's like, man, this never bleeping works. Steps back up,
boom.
Takes it. Here we go. First down.
Yeah.
Chiefs.
Yeah,
but that one ain't being Jameis Winston's last year.
No, no. But Jameis was coming from a real place. Like, hey, somebody jump off sides. Patrick Mahomes tried. This is stolen valor. That's what this is. This is stolen valor. In fact, this is Patrick Mahomes talking about what happened there and with that fake snap.
I think it comes from all my State Farm commercials. No, I'm joking. The Nags actually came up with the idea. You know, we had talked about doing the hard count, trying to draw the teams off sides. And I can't remember who I watched do it a couple years ago, and they had said that. And so I was like, I'm going to use that as part of my acting to, like, try to get the defense just to relax a little bit. But at the end of the day, we still got to go get it. I thought the offensive line did a great job of driving off the ball, and then Kareem in those situations is money.
It was brilliant. It would have sold me. I would have relaxed a little bit. Like, okay, well, we're good.
My thought was that even necessary? It was the bleeping Raiders.
Eh,
they blew them boys out the water.
They did, but
They started kneeling down with like 2:31 left.
2:31 left. They were like victory formation. That's got to be the most disrespectful thing
it
in
is.
Football.
There was a college game that was like that too. I was like, they still have three timeouts. Oh, well, I guess they should kneel down.
Like, I'm not even talking about, well, we're just going to run the ball out, yeah, right? We're just going to.
Just kneel.
Not even doing that. Yeah. Just kneeling the football.
Mm-hmm.
That's sick behavior. There you go. A little bit of that happening in hot mic. Let's keep this thing going. I kind of want to go to some locker room hot mic, if you will. This is from the Steelers. I feel like in order to continue the hot mic, we gotta do the little swishy thing to move on from one hot mic to the next. Play the sound. Thank you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
We move to another portion of Hot Mic here in the loop, in the mixtape on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. And this is the Steelers who, remember, on Thursday, they managed to lose, interestingly enough, to the Bengals in what has been called the Unk Bowl, the Icy Hot Bowl, all sorts of different when it came to having two old dudes playing quarterback. The Steelers had, you know, obviously had a little bit of trouble playing defense, stopping the passing attack of the Cincinnati Bengals, which was not to be expected by any means. Well, in this instance of Hot Mic, we're doing player versus player, teammate versus teammate. You're familiar with Joey Porter Jr. and Jalen Ramsey, right?
Oh, yeah.
Two guys in that defensive secondary who were running for their lives and trying to cover. In fact, Jalen Ramsey was the dude upon which that final touchdown was scored that ultimately put the game away. Well, this is their two different perspectives on the officiating in this game. It's back-to-back. You'll hear Joey Porter first, and then you'll hear Jalen Ramsey.
I wasn't a big fan of the calls today with the officiating, but it is what it is. It's football.
The calls. Don't worry about that. We have to play better. Starting with myself. When the opportunity presents itself. That's part of the game. We have receivers that are superstars in the league. You know that they get away with like that. It is what it is.
It is what it is from those guys.
So you have, who do you side with here? Joey Porter Jr. comes out with a, I don't know, I didn't really like the play calls. Jalen Ramsey, bleep the play calls. We got to play better.
Jalen Ramsey, probably, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I think so, right? Because there's instances where you have dudes running booty butt naked open underneath. However, like, I do love that, like, they had these two distinct different, like, takes. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if Jalen Ramsey knew that they, you know, that on the other side of the locker room or whatever, Joey Porter Jr. had this particular perspective. Mm-hmm. He might have just been going responding to somebody asking him, hey, well, what about these play
calls?
Or what about these, you know, the officiating? I do like the idea, because obviously I could set it up this way, that these guys are kind of in conversation with each other.
You say this, and I'll say that.
Where Joey Porter's like, I felt like the play calls are bad, and Jalen is looking directly in his face like, hey, man, how about we play better? How about you don't get burned?
Yeah.
Bleep the play. Bleep the officiating.
Gave him the side eye, probably. Like, yeah. Really? Yeah. Really? That's what you're going to say?
Yeah, that's what you're going with?
What's your PFF grade?
Oh, enough PFF. I'm done with the PFF talk. I'm going to be completely honest. Edition of Hot Mic here on the Mixtape in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. We take you to the revenge game that happened in Nashville. It was the Patriots. It was the Titans, and the Patriots won out in a big way. Obviously, Drake May gets a big victory there. He looks great. But more importantly, Mike Vrabel returns back to a place where he was unceremoniously fired, and they were absolutely jawing the ground.
Yeah, they were.
They wanted to spin the block so bad. I bet there was probably 50, 60,000 people in that stadium that just wanted to basically send a big old you up text or hey big head text to Mike Vrabel to try and get him to return home. But he's gone. He's on a new circumstance, and he's just as ornery as ever. This is Mike Vrabel in his post-game press conference, not taking kindly to the fact that he's asked the question a second time.
I mean, whether you were in a coma when I answered Tom's question, or typing on your phone or tweeting, I don't know, but I spent 5 minutes answering that question. And I can go back through it, but I'd rather not. So I'll be able to answer that question again, hopefully only once in a few days. I thought you were punking me. I'm like...
It's actually, you said ornery. He's really not. He's just one of those guys that he just has that, like, gonna tell you what I think. But he's also has, you can tell, has a pretty decent relationship, you know, with that guy, like, you know, that reporter or whatever.
Sure.
Like, I don't know if you were in a coma, you know, but it wasn't like a, like, I hate the media kind of answer. It was just like.
Not quite.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
At least it was veiled if it was.
Yeah, it was.
There was a comment on there that said, close enough, welcome back, Bill Belichick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
he's definitely getting his bag. And part of that is, I feel like you can be this guy. When you pop him, right? Like, yeah. I subscribe to the theory that you do what you want when you pop him. And right now, especially in that game, in that place, that's about as popping as you're going to be as a head coach, is it not?
The team gave him a game ball. Drake May grabbed Drake May grabbed a game ball and gave it to Mike Vrabel. So everybody, you know, and he spent the previous week like, well, I'm not going to, you know, obsess over that, however he put it. And then, but everybody in that locker room knew exactly what, you know, what was happening.
Yeah. All right. One more here on Hot Mic. Mixtape here on Sports Radio 610. Sean Payton, would you consider him ornery at all?
Yes. Now, he is ornery. I'm glad you brought him up next, because there's ornery and then there's Vrabel. There's a difference.
Okay, fair enough. Yes. I don't know if this falls into the ornery, but he is definitely willing to say what he thinks and poke at places that he will. This was him. Obviously, we mentioned this game earlier. The most exciting football game of the weekend, or at least NFL game.
Craziest.
They were definitely the craziest. I mean, the win probabilities went back and forth where it felt like either team was going to win a number of times. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, the Broncos do. The Giants don't. But it was very fun up and down between Bo Nix and Jackson Dart, the recently named QB1 of the Giants. In fact, this is Sean Payton talking about the Giants naming Jackson Dart as that QB1.
You know, they found a little spark with that quarterback. I was talking to John Mara not too long ago, and I said we were hoping that change would have happened long after our game.
Honesty.
Definitely right? Honesty. Yeah. However, everybody in the NFL, and I mean this sincerely,
a shot.
Everybody in the NFL seems so much more comfortable with their honesty at the expense of Russell.
Yes.
I find it to be fascinating.
Careful, guys. He's dangerous.
Yeah.
Not, apparently not enough.
No, it is both. It's definitely, I think he's probably telling the truth.
Yeah. Oh, without question.
But also, like, I can tell the truth because that's Russell Wilson, and I don't care for that guy.
Like, I don't wish this on my worst enemy. Yeah. I know some people do, and more power to you.
You know, Russell Wilson must be going home at night sometimes. Why doesn't anybody like me?
And then he looks at Ciara and everything's fine.
Yeah, well,
right?
That's true.
But, yeah, no, that's got to be sick to just openly, at your place of work, all your colleagues, mm-hmm. all your contemporaries, basically bleep that guy. Like, as he's in, because, I mean, people in sports eventually get to the place where we know who's not liked. Have you seen a person in sports for which everybody, as they're playing, as they're actively playing, not just dudes on other
afterward,
teams,
or yeah.
dudes in their locker room no. are basically willing to make it clear, yeah. I don't really like that guy.
Don't like that dude. Don't like that guy.
So, yeah, shout out to Sean. And this is a different level because it's players. This is a coach basically being like, yeah, that dude sucks. I'd much
and in the NFL, they usually protect each other as best they can. Well, I'm not going to talk about that, you know. Blah, blah, blah. But they're like, nah, man.
He's like, man, they brought out this Jackson Dark Cat. I was hoping that we'd see Russ.
I still love seeing that Dable going crazy last week because Dart went into the concussion protocol. And then
yelling Russell, at the surgeon, at the doctor.
Russell Wilson's like out there like three plays. He's not even one play and he's already getting booed.
So what am I and the thing about it is it was very clear that one play. Bad. Very, very bad. It was in a
trip. It went in the dirt, I think.
Tipped at the line or something like that. Maybe it was thrown like into that. The dirt. Yeah. It was nasty. Yeah. So I get it from a play perspective, which again, Sean Payton was more probably talking about the play. However, it's the play, mm-hmm. it's who he is. People just seem to not like him. And that is sad. Wouldn't let it happen to me, though. All right, that's a little bit of hot mic here on the mixtape In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. I hope I did not besmirch the good name of the mixtape. Mm. And if I did, Figgy Fig will be back tomorrow.
You'll hear about it tomorrow.
To bring it back up here on the
mixtape. The mixtape tomorrow will be criticizing Reggie.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I'm for it. I'm here as long as I don't have to plan it. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, getting ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. It's Clint and Ron. But before we get there, what are you looking for from these, possible addition or the additions in Danico Autry and Jalen Reed? But then also, is there a player that we've neglected in talking about this Seattle Seahawks game? Because if we had talked about this player a year or two ago or a team that this player was on, there's no way we wouldn't have not brought him up. Let's talk about that next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where
data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.